Remember that everything we do when we're doing plain forms revolves around what group you have. And the nice thing about using the groups is the groups are always very consistent in how you make the changes. So for the plain must sit in group one, we know that group ones are always going to involve a sound change. So we'll take the must off, we'll switch the E sound to the A sound, and we'll add nai. So ikimasen, ikanai. Yomimasen, yomanai. Hanashimasen, hanasanai. There's only two small tricks with group one. One is if you have an actual E there. So have a look at the second example where it says kaimasen. If we followed the rule, it would be ka-nai, and it just sounds terrible. And so over the years, it has changed. Instead of to ka-a-nai, it's ka-wa-nai. So anything that has an E will change to the wa. So if you did I-ma-sen, it would be a-wa-nai. And have a look at arimasen. It is the exception. It is not aranai. It's nai. It is the one exception in group one. Group two is lovely. Group two is always great because group two is always drop and add, drop and add. So you drop the masen and you add nai. Mimasen, minai. Nemasen, nenai. Okimasen, okinai. Tabemasen, tabenai. Really, really easy as you saw in the video. And group three is in group three because it's kind of unpredictable. So shimasen is pretty straightforward, shinai. Kimasen, come, goes to konai. And then the longer three or more hiraganas with shimasen, it's just the shimasen that switches, and so it goes to shinai. So again, the only things you have to really watch for here is group three, kimasen, konai, and then back to group one, it's the actual E sound to the wa, and the exception, arimasen, tenai.